So I'm here with Kevin Reeder.
Hello, Eric.
Hello, Darno. Kevin. Oh, so Kevin is one of the founding members and producers of Nerdalogs. You've heard him on the podcast sometimes, mostly probably laughing in back.
Yep.
But sometimes he tells stories. And it's because of Kevin that we do this thing that we do. And Kevin nominated Professor Blake's story.
Yes, Professor Blake, thank
you. From the games episode, all about different types of people you play games with, which I also really enjoyed. Kevin, what stuck with you about that story?
Well, there's a lot of things that sort of stuck with me about the story, and it goes even beyond the story. It goes to, like, the night as well. Like, it's very rare do I miss one of your stories, so I wasn't able to be there, and you guys did an off-site thing at Cat and Mouse at a game store, and like just all parts of that, it's just it creates a magical sort of environment already. Like at the base of it, it's like we're doing something in a different place. It's going to be a little bit weirder and a little bit more fun. And so I didn't even get to experience the story live, but so that's sort of the base level. But then Chris Blake is like one of the nicest, warmest, most loving people that I know. And I've known him for a long time. He's, in a sketch group, Rabbit Rabbit, and met him like, 4 or 5 years ago, something ridiculous. And so it was just so cool to hear his voice, on the podcast. And it really surprised me when it came on, and it was a delight. And he was just so ridiculous and kind of mean. And that was just very contrary to sort of who he is as a person. But he really also pegged every gamer type of player that there really is. So that was just really fun to hear.
Absolutely, yeah. I think I like that story a lot too, because like people at your stories tend to be very like reflective and even maudlin, which is great. Mm-hmm. Like it's great that people are so honest about, kind of things that are heavy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it just really knocks you on your ass when someone comes in and does like a bit.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm gonna make you laugh. And he did.
Totally. And sometimes I miss that. Like I love the very earthy, heartfelt stories that people always bring. But also at the core of what your stories can be is people sharing comedic moments and sketches and songs that they've written as well. So it's always so refreshing to have somebody come and do something like that for us.
And with that said, enjoy the story.
Sorry, I'm late. We're going to go ahead and get this started. Hello. They've gone ahead and called me down here from Northwestern. I am an adjunct. I am very, very pleased to be here. This is a very serious subject that we're going to go ahead and get a part of. As you all know, we all love playing games with one another. You go ahead and call your friends. You bring them up. Yes, it's great. You play with family. Whatever it is, you're going to play a game. However, you can look around the room here. You can pick that game that you want to play the most. However, you also have to pick the people you need to play with. Right? So without further ado, Steven, my TA, let's go ahead and get him up here. Steven, come on up. Thank you. Thank you, Steven. That's right. And, ladies, I don't have a rule against dating TAs, if you know what I mean. So, Steven. All right. So, that's the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the player's playbook to players you play games with, ellipses, play on player. That's what we have here today. I am going to go with you every single archetype of person you are going to play a game with and how to best deal with that. First one, pretty simple. You have your competitive ones. As you can see, they're the ones who are focused, deceptive, and strategic all at once. My goodness, they are not fun to play with. You're just looking to hang out with your buddies and just play a little game. I mean, if you're going to play Risk with them, the first continent they're going to go for is Asia every time. They're cocky, they're going to do it, and they're going to think they're going to take over everybody, all right? Favorite games include Risk, Settlers of Catan, any sport, really. Really, anything that they can beat you in. And, of course, if you look at the play-o-meter, this is the thing you want to go ahead and go with. They are a 4, and I've done this scale out of 5. So a 4 out of 5. Again, if you're down with it, great. If you're not, get them out of there. Let's move on. the grudge holders. My goodness. How many times in Risk have you taken over a country and you just watched somebody have steam? That's right, steam come right out of their ears. How many times have you broken that longest road streak? Many times. And that one person, that is the guy that you will have who puts all their energy into ruining your night. They will do whatever it takes to ruin you. Right here, they're angry, short fuse, probably won't call you for a week after a game night. That is the people you're dealing with. They will say expletives. I'm sorry, children, this is what they do. Usually they'll go for Europe. Why? Because that's the quickest way to spread. Wherever you are, they are in the center. They will find you. They will find you. Favorite games include, let's go ahead and we look at the expletive. Anything Todd will not be playing, they will be there. Funometer, you got without Todd, a 4. They're very, very kind. With Todd, a 1. Do not invite them with Todd. Ah, these are my favorites. They're just happy to be his, huh? They're just happy you're invited. They're excited, complimentary, usually bring snacks. They usually bring snacks. Right here, Rich Cottons, they'll start with eeny, meeny, miny, that one, because I'm just happy. Thank you for inviting me. Their favorite games, what do you want to play? They don't care. They don't give a shit. 5 all the way, folks. 5 all the way. Next we have the Oblivious. Good. Miss Gracious, if you are serious about gaming, do not invite these people, because they are just not going to care. They are apathetic, easily distracted, whatever else they are. They are not wanting to be their favorite game. Where are they going to start? South America. They just do. They just do. They just do. Their favorite games include Facebook, Instagram, mind games with Becky, because that's all they're doing. They're texting Becky. Your turn, Steve. Oh, sorry, let me go ahead and just tell Becky I'm with my friends. 1, they're a 1. Dogs. They're fun. Dogs are fun. They are, that's what they are. They're just fun. Their favorite games are fetch, poker, smelling your crotch. They do a lot of that. They're 5, but my dog, he went 8 in my chart. Isn't that right, Steven? Okay, Steven. And finally, you've got the philosophers. Now, okay, listen. I work at a college, and I had to deal with a lot of, this is the games I play with other professors here. Those who think life is more than just a game. They compare it to life. That's all they want to do. So, goodness gracious, we've had a lot of very well-spoken philosophers here who have done a great job of comparing that, and I really appreciate that. But I'll tell you what, they can either be deep or pretentious. They can be intuitive or full of something else. Or they will cycleize any move you make. Look, rich continents include, I don't choose a continent, the continent chooses me. This is what we're dealing with. Their games are Life, Mousetrap, reenacting that one scene from The Princess Bride. Okay. Goodness gracious. That's what they like to do. Let's see. Funometer, like Aaron Sorkin, it's an acquired taste. Also, who invited this guy? I don't know what it is. Finally, and most importantly, you have you. You are the person that you should always care about first and foremost. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look around here, you've got a lot of great people to play games with. And again, we have a lot of stresses in our life. We have a lot of things that really, really take precedent when they don't necessarily need to, but we do hold them up here on this pedestal. Sometimes we do just want to hang out with the people we love, the people we care about, and we want to just play a game with them. So, these archetypes here, pick the one that you want to be a part of, get them there. If you don't want them there, don't invite them. It's that simple, because life is too short. A game is a game. Enjoy it. Thank you very much. You all can go ahead and find me, all right? Come on down to Northwestern.